Virgin.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Well, who knows? But what I will tell you, what I will tell you, it's 4 degrees and it's going to be 17 and sunny this afternoon. And that's what we're excited about. We will offer no opinions on what happened last night in the United States or what didn't happen. What we will tell you is that we don't know either. And we're just not going to go there because we just don't want to go there. So we're going to have some fun this morning. TJ, I want to check in with you. What's going on?
I didn't think yesterday the stakes were high enough. I didn't feel stressed out enough. So my girlfriend and I did an escape room board game in my apartment. And I have never felt dumber in my entire life.
Why is that?
It comes in like a little box and it's full of puzzles, obviously. Yeah. And like you have to solve the puzzles in order to complete the escape room. And there's even an app you download and there's a timer on it with like ambient sound. So we did one where like you have to help an airplane land. So every puzzle you solve helps you get closer to landing the plane. So there's like airplane noises in the background and the captain will come on the speaker and it just makes you feel. And anyway, the puzzles are incredibly difficult and we did like a 2 out of 10 star and it took us 2 hours.
That sounds like hell. That sounds like anxiety hell.
Cool date.
Super cool date.
Going in Liberty Village.
Jax, checking in with you.
Like you said, obviously a lot of confusing information coming out of last night, but I think that we should focus on a really, really big silver lining and a big win. Shout out to Sarah McBride. She won her state senate race in Delaware, making her the first out transgender state senator in America.
Cool.
This is a historic moment, so congratulations to Sarah, her whole family. She's just a sweetheart.
And checking in with producer Jesse.
I know we're gonna touch on it at some point this morning, but hearing Lady Gaga sing Shallow at Joe Biden's rally is my favorite thing to ever happen in the history of the universe.
I have to wonder, and here it is. Hang on. All right, ready.
I hear myself. Do you know this one? You want to sing it with me right here?
Yes, no.
Here we go.
Who's off the deep end? Who's off the deep end that Joe Biden needs to be president of this country? Are you ready?
Oh, my God.
Put your hands up.
Oh,
ready?
No.
Let's sing it. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm off the deep end.
I am off the deep end, too.
Oh, boy.
You'll just with the whole world.
The crazy part is when Bradley Cooper comes out and then they almost kiss.
Oh, man.
But then they don't kiss. And his girlfriend's sitting there like, what?
She hits that note, though. Give it to her. She can do it anyway.
Yeah.
Listen, no one has ever denied.
I don't ever want to hear this song again, though.
No, I know. Yeah. No one has ever denied that Lady Gaga is extremely talented. It's just she is the most extra pop star that we have.
Cringy is also a good one.
She's Lady Gaga just all the time.
Yes.
She not? She's never not Lady Gaga.
You know those, you meet those people and you're like, I'm attracted to you, you're talented and you're awesome, but I would be exhausted. That's what it is.
Very fair.
That was my Tinder bio.
Top tier talent and a top tier person, but just a lot. Now, let's have a good Wednesday, shall we? It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario police are warning of scammers sliding into your DMs romantically. So York Region Police, from their Twitter, said, from sliding into your DMs to offering a once-in-a-lifetime investment opportunity in crypto, scammers are out to make easy cash at your expense. And then they invited people to join and ask me anything with their major fraud unit to learn how you can protect yourselves. They said, in situations where a romance scammer is trying to take advantage of someone looking for love, they say relationships will often progress very quickly, and the fraudster will use terms of endearment to try and convince their victim to trust them before they ask for money. And sometimes they'll start really small. Other times they'll just dive right in and be like, I need $25,000. So
it's cuffing season. People are lonely. I can see how this is going to work.
Yeah. Jokes aside, take care of the people in your life that aren't very tech savvy. Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't understand these things, and just make sure that they understand that people are out to get their money.
The rule is, if you haven't met them, don't send them money.
Yeah, true.
Like, that's if you've never seen their face, don't send them things.
That's true. I didn't meet Adam Wilde, and one time on Twitter, I asked him for $8,000, and he never gave it to me.
That's right.
And now, if I ask him right now, I bet you say yes. Hey, Adam, can I borrow $8,000?
You cannot.
Okay. We'll circle back to it. Hey, The Weeknd just donated $30,000 to the UFT's Ethiopian Studies, which is super cool. The future of UFT's Ethiopic program, the only one of its kind in North America, and among a handful in the world, just got way brighter. The endowment makes the program possible because it surpassed its goal of $500,000 thanks to the weekend. And the support enables UFT to offer at least one class in GE's language course each year, which is super, super
cool. Fantastic.
And if you went to bed last night hoping that the election would just be over by the time you woke up, oh, bad news. They are still counting votes, and it's far too close to call. Luckily for us, this is going to trickle in over the next few hours and potentially over the next few days. Our friends at CP24 are your best place to stay up to the minute with what's going on down there. And just stay off social media because it's not a fun place to be today.
Or don't engage.
Yeah, yeah. Don't you can engage. Go on social media. Just don't go on talk TJ's, to anybody.
Go on TJ's social media specifically. Ooh. Ask him why he was wearing white socks with black pants yesterday.
They were designed. You just didn't see the design on my ankle.
There was a beer can on it. That's not a design.
And I think that was appropriate.
Yeah, okay. Hey, you couldn't see my yo socks.
Yeah. I'm wild.
And if
I'm
you
want to
follow me on socials, it's at OnAirTJ.
Okay. Thank you, TJ.
You're welcome.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Before we get into this, I want to shout out our Western New York listeners.
Yeah.
From Buffalo and Cheektowaga and all the other places that we hear from all the time, which is awesome. I know we're a Toronto radio station, but, you know, we hit all the GTA.
That's right.
All the way up to Barrie, all the way up to Durham region, all the way down to Oakville, and further than that. I think it keeps going and going and going. But we also get Buffalo, which is awesome, and obviously they're going through an election right now, and things are a bit crazy and nothing's solved yet. So shout out to you. This is a little bit of levity in a very serious situation. So Lady Gaga was playing Joe Biden's live from Pittsburgh event. And she said, who wants to go deep for Joe Biden for president? And I think it was so she played the, what's the song
Shallows.
Called? Shallows. Yeah.
In the deep end, yeah.
So here we go. Here we go. I'm just going to play it.
Oh, do you know this one? You want to sing it with me right here?
Oh, I never heard
Who's off the deep end? Who's off the deep end that Joe Biden needs to be president of this country? Are you ready? Come on, put your hands up. Ready?
What? That's like the song equivalent to when the person at the ticket says, like, enjoy your movie, and you go, you too. And you're like,
Who's off the deep end? Who's off the deep end that Joe Biden needs to be president of this country? Are you ready? Come on, put your hands up. Ready? Let's sing it.
I think my favorite part about this video is the person who has to do the sign language along with it.
Oh, I love the interpreters. They always...
she's just gone off script.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's working so hard to keep up with whatever Lady Gaga is saying.
Such passion, yeah.
Oh. But listen to how she sounds.
I don't know.
Okay, that high note was a little off, but she's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yep, real amazing.
It's missing Bradley Cooper.
I'm just going to say, ideals and LGBTQ plus rights, can't you just play Just Dance? Like, that's what the world needs. I want to feel like I'm in a club right now. Like,
way better if she started playing Poker Face.
Yeah,
like let's do it.
Something happier.
I do miss that part of Lady Gaga. I know that she doesn't want to be that all the time, but like Bad Romance, Just Dance, Poker Face, Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
That, can we please go back to that at some point?
Yeah. Also, this song has been out for like 2 years now. Can we just stop?
Yeah.
Like,
really?
Can we just stop
with
the shout?
With that song?
I was done with it before the movie came out.
Jax, are you done with that song?
I think it's still pretty, but I don't need to hear it, especially.
So it sounds
such
like you're done with that
time.
Song.
Yeah.
Ugh. Wow.
I don't think anyone loves that song as much as Lady Gaga thinks people love that song.
Wow. That's a hot take from you two. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Doug Ford announces gyms and restaurants can reopen in Toronto in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He said that as of 12:01 a.m. on November 7th, Ottawa, Peel, and York region will move out of the modified stage 2, pardon me, which means gyms and indoor dining will once again be permitted with capacity limits. The same will be happening in Toronto a week later on November 14th. They also unveiled this snazzy new color-coded system intended to provide clarity on how decisions about restrictions for different industries and businesses are used, which is still kind of a little bit confusing.
And here's the thing. Green means good. Gray means bad.
Yeah.
Don't be a gray.
Don't be in the gray
area.
And
this is similar to the Quebec model, correct? Like they're all going on color-coded.
It makes sense for a city our size. You can't, like east to west, it could be completely different. And you have to be, as they say, surgical.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Like that. The first time you meet your significant other's family can make or break your relationship. This according to a new study out of the University of Illinois that found, quote, the ritual of meeting your significant other's family is when that person truly evaluates your relationship and future together. Mm. Saying you get to see a lot of a host of behaviors and interactions that might normally be obscured, altering people's view of their partner, giving them a new perspective, meaning they get to see a different type of you in front of their parents, and then they judge you for it.
Fair.
Well, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
And if you're bringing someone to meet your parents, don't you sort of look at it and go, like, if you can't work with these people, then,
yeah,
you know,
unless,
you know, depending on your relationship with your parents, yeah. I guess, but.
Not as much as I used to. I remember when I was younger, I used to put a ton of stock into what my family thought about my partner, and now I don't as much. Not as much.
Okay.
That's nothing about that. I'm just,
you know, that's another tale.
You know what I think is always a big one? When you're around their friends for the first time.
Oh, for sure.
And you watch
yeah.
how their yeah. friends yeah. interact with them.
Yeah.
That to yes. me is major because it kind of shows what kind of person they are. Are their friends like great people? Are they like it's a reflection on you?
Absolutely.
I think I had a great situation when I met my girlfriend Val's friends for the first time because it was at a wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's
they were
fair.
All in one spot. So I just got to bop around to different groups. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to make an impression on every single one of them and then I'm good.
Yeah. Is that what you did? Is that the strategy?
Yeah, and then you know you did well if they follow you on Instagram the next day.
Oh.
So,
just you get some follows?
No, not yet.
Are you like looking to get followers at weddings with your girlfriend?
He's just trying to pump up his Instagram again.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if you want to be like my girlfriend's friends and follow me on Instagram, it's at onairtj.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Hey, if you went to bed hoping that the election would be over by the time you woke up, it's not a bad dream. It's
wrong.
Still not.
Yeah.
They're counting votes, and it's far too close to call. Luckily for us, this is probably going to trickle into the next few hours and, dare I say, even days, so buckle up. Our friends at CP24 are your best place to stay up to the minute with what's going on with our friends down to the south. And that is what's trending on TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Just had a text request come in for a song.
What is it?
Vin Diesel, Days Are Gone.
Turn it up.
I remember not too long ago.
It's a bop.
We actually put this on Pump It or Dump It on Monday. And this is Vin Diesel's second single from his record label.
Yeah.
Kygo's record label. And he's the first guy.
Monday, Tuesday, I wonder where these days went. Wednesday.
That's today's date.
My favorite part of the song is when he tells you what days of the week there are.
Do you remember when Monday felt like a long time ago and an even better day? Like those are the good days, the good old days was Monday.
Yeah.
Before the election last night.
Those days when we didn't worry about anything.
Don't you?
Anything.
Don't you miss that?
Yeah, I do.
That's the formula of a Kygo song.
Yeah.
Talk about nostalgia.
Yeah, what is it? You guys always do that really funny. Like, so
Jax,
the Kygo formula.
No, no, this is your bit, Teach. Go ahead.
No.
Jax, tell us the Kygo formula.
Yeah. Oh, he just talks about long ago, it was a hot summer.
We had no
things
money.
Were simple. We had absolutely no money.
What car you drove.
Oh.
What, like, mid-90s model car you drove. Right?
It's always like, and it's always like that.
And then they find photos somewhere. Yeah. They're like, and then I go back on my Instagram and I find photos of you and I think about you.
Right. Well,
but then I do nothing.
Like a shoebox. I'm like, who's got photos in a shoebox anymore?
The whole formula to a Kygo song is this: it has to be incredibly detailed.
Right.
Like over detailed. Yeah.
And you were wearing polka dot shorts.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How great is it to holiday shop?
It's so good.
Try the best thing ever.
It's the worst, right?
Yeah, it sucks.
And one of the things they're trying to do.
You don't like it.
You like holiday shopping?
Yeah, I find it fun.
Well, the one thing I don't like is the lines.
Yeah.
So I try to go on off times if I can. But if I can't, I'm just like, oh, I'd rather just get this online.
Yeah.
Problem is this year that the Postal Service is already overloaded.
Yeah.
A lot of people need to be late with their things. So Yorkdale Mall, Square One, and Scarborough Town Center are offering a number of changes, including reserving your time slot for the holiday shopping season.
I don't hate that.
So first and foremost, you'll be able to reserve your own parking spot and shopping time slot in their in-center mapping tool.
Ugh.
Then you would be notified of the approximate wait time before you shop. And all you have to do is scan a little QR code at the front of the store and you'd be ready to go in for a set amount of time. 20 minutes, half an hour, something
Very
like that.
Very organized. See, I just like the atmosphere of the mall. So like however long I'm there for, but it would be nice to get out there quick.
The underrated part about this, too, is that they secure your own parking spot.
Yeah, how great is that?
Like, is there anything worse than during the holidays when you're driving through the parking garage like a vulture
trying to get something,
pick someone off as you could see that they're leaving? You're like, okay, I'm just going to follow you to your vehicle.
Especially at Yorkdale.
Yeah.
Yorkdale's crazy.
Brutal at Yorkdale.
Now, the other thing is COVID-19.
Yeah.
It's good for people not to be in line, not to be crowded.
Absolutely.
Also that.
So, but I kind of like about, no, I don't love a pandemic, but what I like about what it's forcing us to do is things that we probably should have been doing anyway.
Yeah.
Like, what would have stopped us from doing this last year? Why wouldn't we have done this? It's a great idea.
Some good things, some silver linings will come out of this pandemic like that. Like, I think this will be maybe the way the world is a little more organized.
I hope a lot of this stuff sticks. Like, the directional arrows and aisles at grocery stores, the boxes making you stay 6 feet apart from people. I would love that just carried on.
Really?
Yeah, stay 6 feet away from me at all times. No,
okay. Maybe this sounds bad, but I also grocery shop at off times, and I definitely do not follow those arrows.
Yeah.
I'm going to call the police.
It's like I'm at this end of the aisle. I got to walk the other aisle to get into this aisle?
A lot of it doesn't make sense. I agree with you there.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Rules are rules.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Producer Jesse.
Yes.
Apparently this story involves a roommate and then both people having to quarantine. So you can imagine that one party in this is already unhappy. Let's hear it.
This comes from Mandy. She says, I've lived with my two roommates for the last 2 years and I've grown to hate one of them. We're going to call her Rebecca. On Saturday, Rebecca went to a pretty big Halloween party. I know a couple of her work friends, and as soon as I found out she was at a party, that I have the Instagram evidence from her Finsta, my fingers got to working Saturday night. I DM'd a few of her work friends, being like, wow, can you believe this? Monday morning, I wake up. Rebecca, who doesn't work from home, is at home. I ask, what happened? Rebecca tells me that her boss called her Sunday night and she's not allowed in the building and has to quarantine for 2 weeks because a few of her coworkers are concerned about a party she attended. I was shocked at the news. I know. Now me and my other roomie have to live with Rebecca for 2 weeks at home, but we work from home anyways, and it is so worth embarrassing her and whatever extra work / trouble this leads to.
Incredible.
Remember, she's the worst and needs to learn. I'm pretty proud of what I accomplished, but do you guys think I'm a bad person?
Yes.
Not at all.
You're a badass person. You're amazing.
Take that stick out of your mouth while you're talking. He's got a Starbucks stick in his mouth.
So amazing. What a move. That's a power move right there.
But does that make her a bad or a good person?
She's not a bad person.
She's a bad person.
Person that's bad is going to the party.
Yeah.
No, 100%. I'm not negating from that, but I think that you need to take it a little bit easier on each other right now. And also, again, we always go back to this. Just talk to her. Say, don't go to these parties. Don't snitch on her work. Like, that's not going to make anything better. Don't be a rat. Like, don't be this crazy rat. Like, it's so passive aggressive. It's badass. No!
But if you are going to be a rat, be a really good rat.
No, that's just like, that's not helping anybody. And it's perpetuating this COVID shame that we're all living in. I hate it. I hate it.
Not a bad person. This person went to a party. You're not supposed to do that right now. And had plans to go to work and potentially connect with other people that she works with. She was her roommate, the good roommate, was protecting them from Rebecca.
No, she wasn't.
Hang on. Rebecca crossed the line. And I love pettiness. You guys know this.
Mm.
And this is God-tier level pettiness.
So
and I'm
she shouldn't have gone to the party, but don't rat on each other. Just stop
what she's supposed to do.
Jax, I think, makes a good point. Yeah. There's a lot of COVID shaming going on.
Yes.
And I don't like that.
No.
I don't like the subtweets about COVID and whatever. To me, it's sort of like, yes, we all would, in a perfect world, we're all in our bubbles, we're all doing these things. The reality is most people are breaking these rules to some extent, right? It could be a small thing, maybe not going to a party, but the reality is that, and the government knows that too.
Yeah,
they're like, we expect you to break the rules a little bit, right? Even though they're not gonna say that.
Yeah. But
so,
nobody so can
knock
be perfect.
Off the, so we can knock off the subtweeting, I'm with you. However, this move is a power move. And I appreciate it not just because of the guts that it took to do it.
It's not the season for power moves.
But also, TJ makes a really good point.
Usually.
She is protecting people at this person's work.
I don't think that was her intention, though. It wasn't you know what I should do? I should go out and save the general public.
However,
that wasn't what it was.
If that was not the intention, that was still the result.
She also took herself out of work, too, by doing this. So that is a true sacrifice
TJ,
to society.
TJ, you just love sneakiness.
416-872-9999, 999 text. I'm actually curious about this. I don't know what side this is going to fall. Is she a bad person for snitching?
Yes.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
So, snitching on your roommate for going out to a party with their work. Is that acceptable? Does that make you a bad person? Producer Jesse, can you give us the story one more time?
Mandy's roommate, Rebecca, went to a Halloween party on Saturday. So Mandy, who hates her, got a hold of a couple of her work friends, and it resulted in Rebecca having to quarantine for 2 weeks.
Jack says bad person, and there's a reason why.
Yeah, it's not that she hated her for going to the party. She didn't like her in general. So, like, this was malicious for an overall reason. She's just using COVID as an excuse to get her roommate in trouble.
Now, Connor agrees with TJ and I, right?
Yeah, so when I was hearing it, I was in the car with my brother, and I was just like, that is a power move. I wish I had that kind of, I can make those moves. That was just amazing.
My favorite part of your text was, yo, this girl's playing chess, not checkers.
Yeah, she is.
Well, yeah, of course. Like, she's making those moves. Everyone thinks, you know, it's little moves, but no, she's strategic, and I like that.
So not a bad person.
Not a bad person at all.
TJ and I agree. I think there's something to it where you're like, man, I respect that.
You guys just like it because it's petty and funny. Yeah.
TJ likes it because it's petty. I like it because it's devious. There's an evil genius
so
to that. You gotta respect that.
No, you're just entertained by it. You don't actually think she's a good person. Like, that's not the game.
What are the texts saying, man?
From the 905, okay, it depends on the motive. It was to get back at her, not to protect others. So bad person.
Yes, if the motive is bad, but the result is good.
Another one from the 905. Bad person because she did it for pot stirring and not for the greater good.
That's true.
From Jennifer from Oshawa.
Slippery slope.
And from the 905, or from the 705, pardon me. If I had a roommate that I hated, I would do it too. Not a bad person. Literally laughing so hard right now.
Going back to that previous text.
Yeah.
She said, it's the motives that count, right? Can you read that text again?
Bad person because she did it for pot stirring, not for the greater good.
Can't both be true? Can't?
Yes.
Because it is for the greater good and for pot stirring.
It's for both. It is a home run because it's that moment in the argument where you go, oh, I got you now. You guys have those moments, right?
What?
No.
Hey, let's play a song.
No.
Let's play a song. Let's play a song for sure.
We're gonna play this Dua Lipa song, and we're going to counsel TJ.
Yeah, you good, man?
And just give us your shout at 416-872-9999-999-999 to text. Get your votes in because you got 3 minutes left. Toronto, you decide whether they're a bad person.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Otherwise, this could happen.
Mandy's roommate, Rebecca, went to a Halloween party on Saturday. Mandy hates her, so she got a hold of a couple of Rebecca's work friends, and it resulted in Rebecca having to quarantine for 2 weeks.
Now, to recap, Jack says bad person. TJ and I say good person. Well, not
a bad person.
Not a bad person. Yeah,
you're
not
innocent.
Person. It's just that you're not guilty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what are the text messages saying, Teej? Last minute before we get to the results with Jesse.
I got two here. From the 416, bad person. She said the reason she did it was because she didn't like the roommate. That's enough.
Yeah.
Nothing to add to that?
That's it?
Yeah.
Closing arguments?
I don't know what it's like to be in a world just full of sauciness and fighting, you know, boys? Like, you just seem to thrive on this.
It's entertaining, I'll tell you that.
It seems so petty. Just such a sad world.
Oh, right, okay.
And from the 905, not a bad person. Can we talk about the fact that these other two had to quarantine with her for 2 weeks? So you're making a sacrifice. Because Rebecca's a turd.
No, we're not going. We're not. Stop calling people turds.
We're being a good citizen by holding Rebecca responsible for her actions.
Next text?
That's the last one.
Oh, that's the last one.
Okay, there's one more.
Oh,
okay,
no.
Okay. From the 416. Oh, no. If it isn't the consequences of my own actions.
That's not a consequence. Okay.
Okay. All right. So, Jax is frustrated with us.
It just would be a better world if everyone just talked it out, you know?
Yeah, and if I was a Power Ranger and got paid in candy, I'd be happy too, but we're not there.
Okay, all right, let's get to the results. Jesse.
This was a close one. 57% of people say not a bad person.
Oh, by the way, just a little insight from what happened in the studio. By the way, thank you for all your votes and texts and all that stuff. When TJ made that last joke about being a Power Ranger and eating candy, he looked over at Jax and silently gave her the look like, is that okay or are you mad at me?
Well,
so what was the result?
No, it's not okay.
I guess I'm the bad person.
Virgin Mornings
with What's trending?
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario police are warning of scammers sliding into your DMs with fake romantic intentions.
Ooh.
York Region Police tweeted, from sliding into your DMs to offering a once-in-a-lifetime investment opportunity in crypto, scammers are out to take easy cash at your expense, and then they invited people to join and ask me anything with their major fraud unit to learn about how to protect yourselves. They said in situations where a romance scammer is trying to take advantage of someone looking for love, relationships will often progress very quickly, and the fraudster will use terms of endearment to try and convince their victim to trust them. Once trust has been established, the request for money will start. They could be really small at first before they jump in size.
Important thing to talk to your aunts, uncles, parents, grandparents.
Yeah.
Because, you know, chances are you're in the age that grew up with the internet.
Yeah.
They are not. And it's a good chance that with COVID and maybe you're, you know, they don't have their partner anymore, whatever, they're lonely.
Yep.
And I don't know what kind of person it takes to prey on lonely older people, but it's pretty gross.
Yep.
And it's on us to educate our parents and grandparents about these types of scams. We got to protect them.
Anyone in your family that's not very tech savvy, just make sure you check in on them and give them some of that education
there. And tell them not to share any political memes today.
Oh, my mother. I'm not even going to her Facebook page today. Colette's busy. I know what she...
Hey, The Weeknd just donated $30,000 to U of T's Ethiopian Studies, which is really cool. So the future of U of T's Ethiopic program, the only one of its kind in North America and among a handful in the world, has got way brighter. The endowment makes the program possible as it surpassed its goal of $500,000 thanks to the gift. And this enables U of T to offer at least one of GE's language courses each year.
That's awesome.
It's fantastic news. And if you went to bed hoping that the election would be over by the time you woke up, well, bad news bears, my friend. The election is continuing as votes are still coming in. It's far too close to call. Luckily for us, you know, this entertainment's going to trickle well through today and probably into the next couple days, I would assume. So if you want up-to-the-minute things on what's happening, just check with their friends at CP24 and they got you covered. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I want you to think about the text message that you regret the most that you've ever sent.
Oh, damn.
Oh, boy.
Everybody's got at least one. Some people have a top five, top 10.
Top 20.
Top 20? And we're going to get to that in just a second. But I want you to know that in the future, that won't be a problem for you, at least if you use WhatsApp, because they've just introduced a feature where you can send a disappearing text.
Oh, invisible ink.
Right. Exactly. Now, the thing is, there's no way to get this back. It is deleted forever and it is gone, which is great. Except that the company's owned by Facebook, so I'm not really sure that that's necessarily true.
It gets printed off and is left in Mark Zuckerberg's kitchen. He reads them over every day when he has bananas.
It's a very big kitchen. Now, the time frame on this one is concerning to me. I don't think it's as valuable as you would think. Because the messages only delete after 7 days. They delete on their own. So if you've got a group conversation that's definitely bad, and definitely like, oh, we probably shouldn't be talking about this, or it's a little off color, whatever it is you have going on, or you're saying something bad about one of your friends, after 7 days, that conversation doesn't exist anymore, if you guys agree to the feature. However, I don't know if it's impervious to screenshots. So screenshots always live on, number one. And number two, 7 days is a long time. I feel like you should have one of those things where you see it, you read it, you respond to it, and the previous message is deleted right away.
This isn't the progress that we need.
No, this isn't
quick enough.
It's quicker. It's got to be quicker, right?
Do the old-fashioned, like, write it and then delete it because you're anxious. That's what I like to do. Do you guys do, am I the only one that does that? Or, you, like, if you, when you're first starting to see somebody, like, you'll, like, write something and be like, oh, my God, what did I just write? And you, like, want to go back and check it, so you just delete it.
Or the old high school move where you send it, and then after a few minutes, if you don't get the response you want back, you write, LOL, LOL, JK. So then they think you're kidding.
No, you're not kidding even about that story.
My favorite story of yours is when you thought if you didn't get a response quick enough, what would you do?
Okay,
TJ,
so
when I was in high school,
I was new to the whole text game, and I would text people, and I thought it was like MSN where we were both sitting on our couches or in our chairs, and we would text. It would be instant. So if I didn't get a response back within like 2 minutes, I would resend the message because I thought maybe my phone wasn't sending the messages through.
No,
and then I realized, like, years later, like, oh, no, they were going through. People aren't just sitting there waiting to text me back all the time.
That's okay. We all live, laugh, learn, right?
Oh, boy, did I. Yeah.
Jax, what about you? Regret the text message you regret the most?
Are we going to call it a text or are we going to call it a story?
Let's hear it.
So I sent like a
War and Peace? Like this
I sent a passage to like a girlfriend that I was dating in my early 20s, and we were breaking up, and it was just back and forth.
What was the subject matter though? Like, was it an angry message? Mm. Was it a pleading?
Oh no, pleading. I'm so sorry that I messed up, because I like went out and partied with a bunch of friends, and she was pissed off. Right?
Did you cheat
rightfully
on her?
So I didn't, but I was like definitely like dancing too close with other girls.
You were being edgy.
I was being a sneaky snake, and she was rightfully so mad. And I like wrote it like, and it was just like, I love you so much, it's so deep, but like I can't imagine my life without. Like, it was just so devastating. And I now look back on that, I'm like, don't do that.
I have a
That's
song
so
for this.
Embarrassing.
There's a song.
That's
for
so
this.
Embarrassing.
This is Jax's text message. So write it out for us, Jax. What would you have said to her?
Teresa, I can't believe I've ever done these things to you, and I'm sorry. It was one night at Reflections, and I shouldn't have had those tequila shots. Madonna Confessions was playing and I couldn't control my body. No, that's not exactly what I said. But I was like, sweetheart, I'm so, so sorry. I was like down dancing with friends and like, I get excited when the music's on and the gay club is a place that you can't control yourself. But she was like, just get your you-know-what together. So we were fine. We broke up years later for different reasons.
I had one where, you know when you're arguing via dark. Text and you know you're going to win?
Yeah.
But even so, it's the least satisfying thing ever. Because I the first regret I have is sending a nude to the wrong number.
Oh, I love that
did
story. That,
I told you, it wasn't that big of a deal.
And it was in my bathroom. It was doing the Captain Morgan on a toilet. Ah. So not a good look.
Not the best pose.
Number two, I was arguing with one of my exes via text, which I do not do anymore because it's horrible.
Yeah, don't argue with people on text.
She treated me horribly. I called her on it. I should have phoned her.
Oh, yeah.
But then she responded with, K-bye.
Whoa.
And we did not talk for several years.
You know what, though?
Really?
A good old K-bye really gets things going,
all,
doesn't
it? Yeah.
Or just a KK or OK. Oh.
Yeah. Or you just like, you like the message?
Don't you dare like my message. If I'm fighting with you, don't you dare like my message.
The 2020 version? Fair enough.
Oh!
True.
Fair angry. Enough. So... here's the thing. We want to know about the text message you regret sending the most in your entire life. Or maybe you can give us your top three as well.
Yeah.
We're into it. 416-872-9999. 999-999-2-TEXT. You won't regret this one, though. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Looking through the text messages right now and going, I would also regret that text message the most.
There's some doozies.
So it's the text message that you regret sending the most. 999-999. TJ?
Text from the 905. The text I regret the most is when I found out I was pregnant. I went to text my best friend about it, but I accidentally sent the text to my dad instead.
Damn.
Needles to say, I think I meant to say needless to say, he wasn't impressed. I told him through text.
Oh, whatever. You're going to be grandfather. Be happy.
No, I get it. Okay. I want to hear news through text.
No, I know, but if it's a mistake, like whatever. Just be happy you're a grandfather.
That's
seriously.
True. Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, are we?
No, but I don't
think. Really, is
I
the,
don't
is
think
the issue really going to be the text?
I don't
text,
think
or
he's
you,
still upset,
if, okay,
Adam.
If my daughter accidentally messaged me and was like, hey, I'm pregnant, as long as she's, you know, of age
and fine and
safe and everything's good, I'm going to be happy. I don't care where it's delivered.
I don't think he's still mad.
I'd be like, hey, can you call me now? Anyway, that's just my
What's thought. The next text, TJ?
Hey, am I allowed to stuff?
Can I just say, is everyone a little fired up? Is everybody in the world a little fired up today or what?
I can't imagine
it's
why.
It's hot. Adam, you're hot.
It's so hot when he gets angry.
All right, what's the next text, TJ?
From the 289, I honestly don't have a text I regret. I hope she's listening and understanding everything I said to her she deserves. She was a horrible human being, and I don't say that about just anyone.
This is not the platform for that.
This is the text you should regret sending the most.
Yes.
This one right here. Stop it.
Also, hopefully everybody is healthy and happy.
They're not, but okay.
From the 416, not a relationship text, but I was in my 20s. I texted my boss at the beer store at 2:30 in the morning saying, quote, yeah, tomorrow morning, ain't it, chief? When I was drunk, and I called in sick the next morning because I forgot all about that text.
Tomorrow morning, ain't it? Can we try that on our boss, Karen?
Oh, absolutely.
How do you think she'd react to that?
Love it, guys.
Do it right now.
Do it, yeah.
Right.
She's so nice. She's so supportive.
I'm going to bring her up.
Text her. Okay,
I'm going to read the
last one here from the 416. I accidentally sent a text to my dad. I won't get into details.
Oh,
but I was telling my boyfriend at the time in explicit detail what I wanted to do to him that night. As I hit send,
I screamed and I ran downstairs to tell my dad to immediately delete what I just sent him.
You're in the same building. No.
Thankfully, he did. But I think about this every day.
You think that dad should just be happy too, Adam, or what?
Just grateful. Just grateful. Yes.
Listen, I'm a sex positive person.
Oh, don't you dare.
So
don't you
good
dare
for them.
Yeah. And okay, all the way, by the way, our boss got back to us. I said, tomorrow morning, ain't it, Karen? And she's like, great.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The text message you really wish you hadn't have sent. Yeah. Like the worst one you've ever sent in your entire life. 999992 text or 416-872-9999. We were going to leave this alone, but we've had so many messages that are so good. We have to get to them. So,
TJ. This one from Aurora. I accidentally texted my main group chat absolutely trash-talking my buddy's girlfriend. I meant to text the side chat we used for that purpose. We didn't get invited to the wedding.
Oh, no.
Didn't get invited to the wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Also, isn't it hilarious how there's always side group chats on the group chat where you talk about people within that group chat?
I'm not a part of any of the side group chats, so maybe I'm the one being talked
about. You guys have a side group chat that you guys send each other weird
TJ
memes.
And I just have we text each other, yes.
Here's
is that a side chat?
Yeah, it's a side chat.
Well, I guess Jesse and TJ TikToks. And I have Sports Boys, the one where we just talk about sports.
Excuse me, there's another one?
Yeah you wouldn't like that one, though. And the one that Adam and I have, we just send each other TikToks that would upset you or Star Wars TikToks.
Yeah. Which would upset you.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. I'm not lonely.
If you want us to send that's what it is.
You're in Sporty Boys now, Jax. This last one from the 437. I texted my Fam Jam group 3 nude photos.
Oh, damn.
Underwear only, but breasts were on full show. No one told me till after breakfast.
Sending your boobs to the fam.
It was my dad's birthday. Happy birthday, Dad. Here's my boobs.
I don't think as a father you'd ever recover from that.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Doug Ford announces gyms and restaurants can reopen in Toronto in like 2 weeks. Doug Ford said that as of 12:01 a.m. on November 7th, Ottawa, Peel, and York Region will move modified stage 2, which means gyms and indoor dining will once again be permitted with capacity limits, of course. The same will happen in Toronto a week later on November 14th. They also unveiled this really snazzy new color-coded system to provide clarity on how decisions about restrictions for different industries and businesses are used. In doing so, it's also very confusing.
That's the thing is I get its intentions, but it has made things far more confusing.
Yeah.
Than necessary.
Well, I think it's confusing because it's new. And you know what? I'll take this over broad sweeps. If you take Toronto as a region, just in the downtown, there's like 2 million of us.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people. You can't just kind of, you have to go borough by borough with some of these things. And you do have to go business by business because one of the things that they were trying to do is figure out, are restaurants super spreaders? Are gym super spreaders? There was that big outbreak in Hamilton.
That one
but
big outbreak,
When they shut them down for a full month, the caseload stayed the same. And in fact, it's gone up a little bit. And the restaurants aren't open. So the reality is these businesses need to get in and survive. And we need to have some sort of a little bit more of a microscope approach. And I agree with that. You got to have that.
And
right?
Quebec is using something similar as far as I know. It has been working for them as far as I know.
They've had a rough go. With
they've
COVID.
Had a lot of ups and downs. But you know what? We'll find out soon, won't
sure
we?
Will.
Sounds a lot like the elevator business. It has its ups and downs.
I'm this close to submitting my resignation.
No, you're not. You're not going anywhere.
You can't
you're go
tethered
anywhere.
To us for life, baby.
Yeah, you're right.
The first time you meet your significant other's family can make or break your relationship. Ooh. This according to a new study out of the University of Illinois. They found that, quote, the ritual of meeting your significant other's family is when that person truly evaluates the relationship and future together, saying you get to see the a host of behaviors and interactions that might normally be obscured. We were talking about this earlier, that you see the same thing when you meet someone's friends. And you see how their friends talk to them and how they talk to their friends.
So important.
Yep.
Watch, when you're dating someone new, watch how their friends interact with them when you're not a part of the conversation.
100%.
So key. Mm-hmm. But here's the question. I want to ask TJ, because TJ, you're the one in like the longest term relationship, which is 6 months.
How sad is that, eh? Yes.
Jax is at like 4 months. I'm at...
I'm not
crickets?
At 4 months.
Yeah. Are you at not? Oh, yeah, you're like at a month.
Okay, 2 months,
So TJ, when you met Val's parents,
yeah,
where were you?
And what did you guys do?
Your
and
first
how did
date?
It go?
Yeah. Yeah, it was probably our second date. No, so Val was staying with me. This is near the when everything kind of first started. So she would stay with me for 2 weeks. And then when I dropped her off, her parents, because she lives in Peterborough, they met me. There's a highway, the 115. Mm-hmm. So they met me in a parking lot in the 115.
Romantic.
And
which parking lot in the 115? Everybody knows the 115.
That first exit off the 115, there's a little parking lot there, a little rest stop. So we met there and we stood 20 feet away. And I was like, hi, I'm TJ.
That's where you should propose.
Is that your real name? And I was like, it's Tyler, but it's confusing. So just call me TJ. They're like, you seem really nice.
This is during lockdown. Okay. Unbelievable that you got
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful. It's so sweet.
It's adorable.
Oh, yeah. I tell you all this time. If you went to bed hoping that the election would be over by the time you woke up, well, bad news, friend. It's not over, and it looks like it's going to be continuing for a little bit while. The votes are still being counted, and it's far too close to call. Luckily for us, this will trickle in over the next few hours and possibly days, so yay. Our friends at CP24 are your best place to stay up to the minute with updates on what's going on down there, and that's what's trending.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.